Right, the other voice you hear is Brian Stacks, and his lovely wife Jessica is here too. She says he's doing all the talking. Probably not that way at home, is it?
No comment. Okay. I won't say anything. All right. Usually start and she'll finish. You know how that goes.
All right. So Brian and Jessica, of course, the owners of Bootleggers Barbecue, which we all know and love. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I want to talk about a fundraiser that really caught my eye on Facebook that y'all decided to do.
Yep.
And first of all, folks, if you don't know, these guys travel all over the country doing barbecue for people that are victims and the workers that are helping to clean up after disasters. And you've been doing that for years.
Yes. Yep,
why do that, Brian? I mean, it'd be just as easy just to stay home and say, you know, say a prayer for those folks.
It would be. And I think, I don't know, the best way to describe it is the feeling you get cooking the meals. I mean, you'll be worn out. I mean, like when we were down in Florida, we were averaging 30,000 meals for lunch and 30,000 meals for dinner. And it would go out through Red Cross and other places to be able to go to the people. And then we also had single meal pickup sort of deals. But the reactions you get from somebody when they get that meal. Because after that disaster, especially like in those cases with the hurricanes and around here after the tornadoes, a lot of places don't have power. You're not able to cook. You don't have anything. So if you're able to get a hot meal, and that's what Operation Barbecue Relief bases it on, is it's the one hot meal that matters. It gives you a minute to be able to sit down, relax, and eat a hot meal and get nourished.
Maybe take your mind off of what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. Not be able to concentrate on all the chaos around you. So, and being able to get the reactions from people, it warms your heart and you want to do it more.
Good for your soul.
Yes, exactly.
And I know you've been doing that through Operation Barbecue Relief.
Correct.
Which is a national organization.
Yes. Yep. They're based out of Kansas City, and they started back at during the Joplin tornado.
Really?
It was a bunch of competition barbecue guys, and they decided, let's go down there and cook. And they went down right after the tornado. They were cooking, had their smokers going in less than 24 hours after the tornado. And it's just grown from there.
Yeah, and it's operating nationwide.
Yes, yep.
All right. So first off, thank you for getting involved in that. You know, I think everybody that does that kind of brings awareness to the organization and the good that they're trying to do.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so now let's talk about what y'all decided to do here. And you were cooking, and you're distributing through the Alton Fire Department there for a week or two following the tornadoes. And then we had the floods on the heels of that.
Exactly.
And it became even more important.
Yep. Well, yeah. We did a lot of meals. We took them to everywhere from Fremont, Bakersfield, all around, and donated, you know, meals in all these different places. And we were lucky in that we got some donations from people for doing that.
Right.
And it was something where we both kind of looked at each other and was like, well, I don't feel right putting that in the bank account and everything. And then I blame everything on Jess, because she's the one that came up with this idea of, well, why don't we just buy some pork butts with that and we could turn around and sell it. And, you know, we were thinking 30, 40 pork butts.
Yeah.
And, you know, that way we could kind of sell those and make it a little bit better of a donation to give somebody else.
An investment almost.
Right. You know. Exactly. And, within 24 hours, we sold, well, we thought it was close to 300 online. It turned out being 272 butts we sold in 24 hours.
All of that online?
Yes. Yep.
I mean, it was just simply a Facebook post.
Right. And it was simply something where I said, hey, if we did this, would you? And we got flooded. My phone blew up for, you know, all night and everything else. I'm like, okay, we got to stop. We can't do this on our own.
Right.
And we wound up borrowing a smoker from Townsend Spice down in Melbourne. Those guys are great. They always help us out and suckered some of our friends into helping us.
Well, I bought one. I got to tell you right now, it's fantastic. We're still eating on it.
Thank you.
Well, even after 10 or 11 days, however long it's been.
Oh, yeah.
It is fantastic. All right, so you do all that, and of course, there's money made at the end of the day, which is the objective.
Right, exactly. And we wound up doing, I have to cheat, have to look at my notes here. The pork butts raised $13,600.
Whoa.
But then what's really awesome is with all the other donations, because a lot of people, you know, instead of paying the $50, they gave us $60 or they gave us $100, and they were just like, just keep the change. We wound up raising $15,244.
Man.
And that shows what our communities are like around here.
Yeah, that's got to be even beyond your wildest dreams.
It was. It really was. And it completely blew our minds. So naturally, that was a little bit more than what our donations were. So once you took out the cost of the pork butt, we had a little over $11,000 to donate. So we divided it up between Rover, Alton, and Bakersfield, the volunteer fire departments, because all those first responders, they're doing that because they love their community and they want to go help people.
Yeah, they don't get paid for it.
Right, exactly. So we were able to give each one of those $3,702.94.
Wow, that's amazing. Folks, you ought to be applauding right now.
Thanks.
I mean, what a great, you turned this thing around like in 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. We had 3 days basically cooking, and then everybody picked up their butts on Friday and Saturday between Alton and West Plains.
And what's amazing is you get all of them picked up.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. On Saturday, we had a little bit of a hiccup, and I made the mistake of making a Facebook post of, hey, I got this. And before I could even keep track of people commenting on there and people pulling in a lot, and in 10 minutes, we had the 18 butts sold.
Yeah.
And so it's great to see people support their communities that way.
Yeah, that really is. I think everybody that bought one of the butts and participated feels like, okay, we did a little something to help.
Exactly.
You know, and that's one of the things. It's kind of like the St. Jude Radiothon here.
Right.
You know, somebody donates $20 or $50 or $100 or whatever they do. It's knowing that you're helping.
Exactly.
You know, in some little way, because everybody wants to help.
Right.
You just don't know what to do.
Right. And in my case, like I told you, a lot of people, it's like, I can cook. You're not going to see me out there with a chainsaw, and you're sure not going to see me lugging around real heavy stuff because, well, I'm out of shape, and just doesn't work. But I can cook. And if I can cook and turn around and be able to make something so that we can make donations like this, and that's just awesome, and I'm glad we were able to do it.
Well, and provided a whole bunch of meals for a whole bunch of folks.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about bootleggers for just a second.
Okay.
All right. Bootleggers, West Plains, and all that gone circumstances, yep. All water under the bridge.
Yep, exactly.
Literally water under the bridge.
Yes.
won't talk about that anymore. But y'all been working now for a long time on getting a new facility open. And the question I got asked yesterday at the Thayer softball game, hey, you know the folks at Bootleggers, right? Yeah. When are they going to get open? Everybody's needing some Redbone roll-ups. Right?
I know.
So what's going on with Bootleggers?
Basically, as soon as we can. That's any time I was really hoping for the longest time, I was like, oh, we're going to be open by the end of this month. Well, I'm waiting on people, and it's nobody's real fault. It's just kind of one of those things of, okay, my electrician, and he's swamped, but then his mom's been in the hospital the last couple of weeks. Wow. So I can't, it's like, okay, I feel horrible. Yeah, well, and I can't be the guy to go, well, you forget that. Get over here and finish me up,
Now, well, you can't a lot do of these that. People that you need to be there to finish up. Because of the flooding, and because of the tornadoes, they're covered up with stuff.
Right.
I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but they're dealing with stuff that's really important.
Exactly. And that's the way I look at it. So we're doing everything we can, the little bits and pieces, and we'll do what we can. And as soon as some more materials for the fence comes in, those guys will be back. My electrician will be here hopefully soon, when his mom gets better. And, we'll get those things taken care of. But I'm hoping we're going to see an opening in May. Like I said, I was really hoping to be open by the end of this month, but hopefully we'll be open in May.
All right. So when I heard, and like I said, we've been friends for a long time, I heard you're going to be doing something over at Alton. And I think this thing has grown way beyond what it started out to be.
Well, it started off being, this church is for sale right next to it connects to our property. It's right by our house. Mm-hmm. This would be awesome and convenient and really cheap to get into. And it's turned into, I've had some severe learning lessons, so we'll just put it that way. Don't do septic on commercial property yourself. Water, you know, DNR has certain things you have to do with them, and I've got to meet a lot of great people in the state government and and DNR departments and everything else, but we've got those details lined out finally, so that's all good.
Yeah.
So,
but the bottom line is very soon.
Yes, very soon. As soon as we can. I would much rather be cooking and having people come out and enjoying themselves and having a great family day than the honey-do list at home or trying to do construction.
Oh, folks, if we had a video camera in here, you saw that look.
Yep. She's being silent, but those faces tell all.
Yeah, they do. All right, so, and one quick thing about that before we have to move on here, but... Bootleggers, it's going to be more than just a place to go have dinner. And
yes.
It's going to be kind of really a kind of a family destination.
Exactly. You know, there's a need for things for families to do.
Sure.
And more importantly, there's a need for families to be able to do things that are affordable. So what our plan is, we've got an 18-hole miniature golf course. We've got, you know, cornhole and a whole bunch of other outdoor games. And that part will open up when we open the restaurant. Then... right across the street in the field next to it. Hopefully this summer, whenever I get a whole lot of fencing done, we'll open up the petting zoo. Cool. And we currently have 4 mini donkeys and a couple of cows that are Jess's babies, and they're spoiled rotten, so they will love people. But then we're going to add to that. But we'll have a petting zoo. And this is all stuff where, okay, the miniature golf might be like $8. Play 18 holes, but the petting zoo and all the other games, it's stuff for free. Just something to give people something to do, be able to escape and come out, have a great meal, have some fun, or even if you just want to come out and get some ice cream, we're going to have an ice cream shop there and,
wow,
you know, stuff like that. So you can just, it'll be, you know, entertaining, something fun.
Yeah, and still kind of a mercantile.
Yes, yep, little general store inside the church and everything. Yep. Long term wise, we've got the building built. It is temporarily a warehouse because, like our new sauce co-packer, mm-hmm, we have to get 3 pallets of each type of sauce. So that means we're going to have 12 pallets of sauce. So we need a place to put it.
Yeah.
And so we built this warehouse building. Well, that long term wise, what we're hoping to do is work with our Amish around us. We'll sell bulk goods, and anybody can buy it, but it's to make it convenient for them. And then they'll turn around, and they'll sell, like, breads and cinnamon rolls and everything that they bake and make themselves. They'll be able to sell it in the mercantile store.
Wow. So very cool.
Yeah. Got a lot of stuff going on.
All right. Well, congratulations on all the progress and the fundraiser, and thank you for the work you do with Operation Barbecue Relief and just everything you do in our community. I appreciate it.
We're glad to be able
proud
to
call y'all friends.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Brian and Jessica Stacks didn't say a word.
She's silent.
She's still not going to.
No.
That's all right. All right. Thank you all for coming in.
Glad to be here.
I know you're busy, but we just wanted to get an opportunity to get the word out.